Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. A Bad Axe bowling alley is temporarily in limbo as the property moves toward new ownership. Managers of Long Shot Lane, Scott and Rochelle Rehnquist, announced that the bowling alley has been repossessed and is awaiting a sale. They say the locks have been changed and no one is currently allowed inside the building. Long Shot Lanes and the Bad Axe Theater were both offered at auction in February on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and Bayport State Bank. The bowling alley called an opening bid of just over $554,000, while the theater's opening bid was nearly $210,000. Previously, reports indicate Rolfe had 6 months to pay off the loans associated with the businesses before the bank could take possession of the properties. The Rehnquists say the ownership transition is expected to extend into the beginning of bowling season and could delay necessary maintenance, along with food and alcohol operations. They say they are hopeful a sale can be completed quickly enough to preserve the upcoming season for local bowling leagues. The status of the Bad Axe Theater was not immediately clear as of Monday. And a Huron County man accused of the death of his elderly mother has been found competent to stand trial, allowing the murder case against him to move forward. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry finding Obel Carl Jarvis Jr. competent at the time he was evaluated. Neither prosecutors nor defense objected to the findings. Jarvis, 41, is charged with second-degree murder in connection with the March death of his mother, 71-year-old Kathleen Holdwick. The case initially began with a charge of second-degree elder abuse before prosecutors added the murder charge in June after receiving the medical examiner's report. Authorities say Holdwick was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe on March 1st, after she was found unresponsive at a home in Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. She died at the hospital after that evening. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, hospital staff contacted authorities because of Holdwick's condition when she arrived in severe medical distress. Investigators later reported finding extremely unsanitary conditions inside the home. Jarvis, who authorities say had been serving as his mother's caregiver, was arrested that evening. With the competency issue resolved, Jarvis is scheduled for a preliminary examination Friday, September 4th at 10:30 in the morning. A previously scheduled status conference has been removed from the court calendar. The preliminary examination will determine whether there is enough evidence for the case to proceed toward trial. Jarvis faces up to life in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. The charge remains an allegation, and Jarvis is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. When we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
It's back to school time. We're sure you're preparing your students to have new notebooks, pencils, and materials to have the best school year ever. What about your home internet service? Is it ready to tackle homework? This year, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. M3 Wireless has various plans to meet your family's needs as well as your budget. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, remote work, and homework, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless offers low-income plans starting at just $45 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with a speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Huron County Road Commission says work is scheduled to begin Tuesday, August 18th, that's today, along Kindy Road, also known as Main Street, from M53 to Crockard Road. The project covers just over 1 mile and includes milling and new asphalt, along with aggregate shoulder work and updated pavement markings. Officials say the improvement are intended to provide a smoother driving surface and extend the life of the existing roadway. Traffic will remain open during construction, with flaggers directing motorists through the work zone. Drivers should use caution and expect some delays. Weather permitting, the project is expected to be completed by August 29th. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.